Everyone clap.
Christ the Lord is risen today. Ah, hallelujah. Sons of men and angels say, ah, hallelujah. Raise your voice and triumph high. Ah, hallelujah. Sing ye heaven and earth reply. Love's redeeming work is done. Hallelujah. On the fight, the battle won. Hallelujah. Though our sun eclipses all. Hallelujah. Though he sets
Let's take our seats for a moment. Welcome to West Coast Christian Fellowship and happy Easter. It's so good to see you here. My name is David Bornman. It's my privilege to lead the team of elders here at our church. A lot of you are visiting with family today, and a lot of our people are visiting other places with their families. And we're just going to have a celebration this morning of Jesus' resurrection. Today we will have the children stay in with us. And children, be on your toes, because in one of the songs, Mr. Clark is going to ask all the kids to come up to the front and do some actions. And we're going to have the service this morning be a combination of scripture reading and music. So whenever there's music, we stand. Whenever there's scripture reading, we sit down. And we're just going to remember the story of the resurrection and enjoy it. Now's a good time for announcements. We're going to ask Barney Coombs to come and just make a quick announcement about something coming up.
Very good. 2 weekends' time, we have the Leaders' Conference up in Vernon, which is an annual event. But this year, it was decided that we would open it up for everybody. And if you would like to be part of that conference, as I say, 2 weekends' time, we'd love to see you there. We have a speaker, actually two speakers, husband and wife, coming from England, Martin Goldsmith. He is a Christian Jew or a Jewish Christian. But he believes, as I do, that everything is consummated in the Lord Jesus, not in a nation, but in the one nation, a holy nation, a royal priesthood. And he's a wonderful man, wonderful speaker, was the principal of a Bible college in England, All Nations Bible College, that is very missionary-oriented. He and his wife were missionaries in an Islamic country, and he's a very, very engaging speaker. You will love him, and you will laugh and you will cry, and I've heard him, and he's become a dear friend. So 2 weekends time, all of you very welcome. God bless.
Thank you, Barney. That will be in Vernon. So for those of you that aren't traveling to Vernon, Jeff Tresselhaus will be speaking that Sunday, and next Sunday Bryn Franklin is speaking, and David Ferguson, the principal of our school, has an announcement as well.
Just like to make an invitation, this Thursday, April 21st, we have an information meeting at our school on Renfrew Street for anyone who'd like to find out about our high school program, especially people who have children going into grade 8, beginning high school. We'd like to share some of the things that we do at our school and answer any questions of people who may be looking for a high school for their children. So that's Thursday, April 21st, 7:30 p.m., 15 North Renfrew. And invite any friends you have who might be interested in hearing more. Thank you.
Just one last announcement for those of you who are part of this church. We shared some major announcements 2 weeks ago at a family forum. And this Tuesday night is scheduled for a feedback time at 7:30 right here. So if this is your home church, you're welcome to be part of that. And now we're going to celebrate from Scripture and song the resurrection of Jesus. All of the readings that you hear will be Bible verses. You won't hear the reference, but there'll be a number of Bible verses read together. And you can look them up later, or if you want them emailed to you, I'll email the notes to you later if you would like that. Or if you want a hard copy, I can give you a paper copy too, for those of you who don't like that email stuff. All right, well, let's just praise the Lord. And when the singing comes, we'll stand together. Father, we're here today glorifying you. What a privilege it is to be your children. Jesus, you have risen and you have given us life. And it wasn't a maybe, it wasn't a hopeful, it was a sure foundation because you had spoken that you would send the Christ, the Messiah, who would take away our sins. And we thank you, God, that you have made a way for us to have salvation. Thank you for your grace and your mercy that you sent Jesus to take our place, to pay for us, and that you accepted his sacrifice. You said it is enough, and you brought him to life, raised him to the right hand of the Father, where he intercedes for us. What a privilege it is to be your children, to not live according to the law, but to live according to your gracious forgiveness. In Jesus' name, we love you and we praise you. Amen.
I came from the Father and entered the world. Now I am leaving the world and going back to the Father.
Now there was a man named Joseph, a member of the council, a good and upright man, who had not consented to their decision and action. He came from the Judean town of Arimathea, and he was waiting for the kingdom of God. Going to Pilate, he asked for Jesus' body. Then he took it down, wrapped it in linen cloth, and placed it in a tomb cut in the rock, one in which no one had yet been laid. It was preparation day, and the Sabbath was about to begin. The women who had come with Jesus from Galilee followed Joseph and saw the tomb and how his body was laid in it. Then they went home and prepared spices and perfumes, but when they rested on the Sabbath, in obedience to the commandment.
On the first day of the week, very early in the morning, the women took the spices they had prepared and went to the tomb. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb, but when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were wondering about this, suddenly two men in clothes that gleamed like lightning stood beside them. In their fright, the women fell down with their faces to the ground. But the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. He is risen. Remember how he told you while he was still with you in Galilee. The Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men, be crucified, and on the third day be raised again." Then they remembered his words. When they came back from the tomb, they told all these things to the 11 and to all the others.
So Peter and the other disciples started for the tomb. Both were running, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent over and looked at all the strips of linen lying there, but did not go in. Then Simon Peter, who was behind him, arrived and went into the tomb. He saw the strips of linen lying there, as well as the burial cloth that had been around Jesus' head. The cloth was folded up by itself, separate from the linen. Finally, the other disciple who had reached the tomb first also went inside. He saw and believed. They still did not understand from the scripture that Jesus had to rise from the dead. Okay, can we get all the kids to come up to the front? Crouching down in here, in this lower section. And at the chorus, you're going to follow Pastor Bornman marching around the church. Okay? Around the big circle. But at each verse, you got to crouch down and wait for it. Yeah. How about... Oh, any parents can help if they want. But okay, all kids, crouch down. Get crouching.
Thank you. sin of the world.
We have found the one whom Moses wrote about in the law, and about whom the prophets also wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph.
He was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and familiar with suffering. He offered his back to those who beat him, his cheeks to those who pulled out his beard. He did not hide his face from mocking and spitting. Surely he took up our infirmities and carried our sorrows, yet we considered him stricken by God, smitten by him and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him, and by his wounds we are healed. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all.
Look around and see, is there any suffering like my suffering? You will not abandon me to the grave, nor will you let your Holy One see decay.
Yet it was the Lord, his Lord's will to crush him and cause him to suffer. And though the Lord makes his life as a guilty offering, he will see his offspring and prolong his days, and the will of the Lord will prosper in his hand. After the suffering of his soul, he will see the light of life and be satisfied. By his knowledge, my righteous servant will justify many, and he will bear their iniquities.
Save my soul. Oh, how I
To those who sold doves, Jesus said, "Get these out of here. How dare you turn my Father's house into a market?" His disciples remembered that it is written, "Zeal for your house will consume me." Then the Jews demanded of him, "What miraculous sign can you show us to prove your authority to do all this?" And Jesus answered them, "Destroy this temple, and I will raise it again in 3 days."
Jesus rebuked the evil spirit, healed the boy, and gave him back to his father. And they were all amazed at the greatness of God. While everyone was marveling at all that Jesus did, he said to his disciples, "Listen carefully to what I'm about to tell you. The Son of Man is going to be betrayed into the hands of men." But they did not understand what this meant. It was hidden from them, so that they did not grasp it, and they were afraid to ask him about it. Jesus took the 12 aside and told them, "We are going up to Jerusalem, and everything that is written by the prophets about the Son of Man will be fulfilled. He will be handed over to the Gentiles. They will mock him, insult him, spit on him, flog him, and kill him. On the third day, he will rise again." The disciples did not understand any of this. Its meaning was hidden from them, and they did not know what he was talking about.
"I will fall away," Jesus told them, "for it is written, I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep will be scattered. But after I have risen, I will go ahead of you into Galilee. And this is the will of him who sent me, that I shall lose none of all that he has given me, but raise them up at the last day. For my Father's will is that everyone who looks to the Son and believes in him shall have eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day." And Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?"
One, two, three, four, five, six.
Shepherd, and I am the door. I am the good news to the bound and the poor.
And I am the King, I am Messiah, David's offspring. I am the High Priest, and I am the Christ. I am the Resurrection, and I am the Life.
"Don't be alarmed," he said. "You are looking for Jesus the Nazarene, who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him. But go tell his disciples and Peter. He is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you."
Now that same day, two of them were going to a village named Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem. They were talking with each other about everything that had happened. As they talked and discussed these things with each other, Jesus himself came up and walked along with them. But they were kept from recognizing him. He asked them, "What are you discussing together as you walk along?" They stood still, their faces downcast. One of them, named Cleopas, asked him, "Are you only a visitor to Jerusalem and do not know the things that have happened there in these days?" "What things?" he asked. "About Jesus of Nazareth," they replied. "He was a prophet, powerful in word and deed before God and all the people. The chief priests and our rulers handed him over to be sentenced to death, and they crucified him. But we had hoped that he was the one who was going to redeem Israel. And what is more, it is the third day since all this took place. In addition, some of our women amazed us. They went to the tomb early this morning, but they didn't find his body. They came and told us that they had seen a vision of angels who said he was alive. Then some of our companions went to the tomb and found it just as the women had said, but him they did not see. He said to them, 'How foolish you are, and how slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Did not the Christ have to suffer these things and then enter his glory?' And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he explained to them what was said in all the scriptures concerning himself. As they approached the village to which they were going, Jesus acted as if he were going farther, but they urged him strongly, 'Stay with us, for it is nearly evening. The day is almost over.' So he went in to stay with them. When he was at the table with them, he took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and began to give it to them. Then their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, and he disappeared from their sight. They asked each other, 'Were not our hearts burning within us while he talked with us on the road and opened the scripture to us?' They got up and returned at once to Jerusalem. There they found the 11 and those with them assembled together and saying, 'It is true, the Lord has risen and has appeared to Simon.' Then the two told what had happened on the way and how Jesus was recognized by them when he broke the bread."
While they were still talking about this, Jesus himself stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." They were startled and frightened, thinking they saw a ghost. He said to them, "Why are you troubled, and why do doubts rise in your minds? Look at my hands and my feet. It is I myself. Touch me and see. A ghost is not of flesh and bones, as you see I have." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. And while they still did not believe it, because of joy and amazement, he asked them, "Do you have anything here to eat?" They gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and ate it in their presence. He said to them, "This is what I have told you while I was still with you. Everything must be fulfilled that is written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms." Then he opened their minds so they could understand the scriptures. He told them, "This is what is written. The Christ will suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and repentance and forgiveness of sins will be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. You are witness of these things. I am going to send you what my Father has promised. You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth."
After he said this, he was taken up before their very eyes, and a cloud hid him from their sight. They were looking intently up into the sky as he was going, when suddenly two men dressed in white stood beside them. "Men of Galilee," they said, "why do you stand here looking into the sky? This same Jesus,
who has been taken from you into the heaven will come back in the same way you have seen him go into heaven.
Please turn to number 181 in the hymn book. This amazing story, God so loved the world that he gave his only son, Jesus. He gave his son for us. And this story is what has been told around the world for the last 2,000 years, bringing people who were separated from God into relationship with him through faith in Jesus. The Apostle Paul, when he was in Pisidian Antioch, he preached this sermon. Men of Israel, and you Gentiles who worship God, listen to me. The God of the people of Israel chose our fathers. He made the people prosper during their stay in Egypt. With mighty power, he led them out of that country. He endured their conduct for about 40 years in the desert. He overthrew seven nations in Canaan and gave their land to his people as their inheritance. All this took about 450 years. After this, God gave them judges until the time of Samuel the prophet. Then the people asked for a king. He gave them Saul, son of Kish of the tribe of Benjamin, who ruled for 40 years. And after removing Saul, he made David their king. And he testified concerning David, I have found David, son of Jesse, to be a man after my own heart. He will do everything I want him to do. From this man's descendants,
God has brought to Israel the Savior Jesus, as He promised. Before the coming of Jesus, John preached repentance and baptism to all the people of Israel. As John was completing his work, he said, "Who do you think I am? No, I'm not that one. No, but He is coming after me, whose sandals I am not worthy to untie." Brothers, children of Abraham, you God-fearing Gentiles, it is to us, West Coast Christian Fellowship, Vancouver, it is to us that this message has been given. The people of Jerusalem and their rulers, they didn't recognize Jesus. And yet, in condemning Him, they fulfilled the words of the prophets that are read every Sabbath. Though they did not find a proper ground to have Him executed, when they had carried out all that was written about Him, they took Him down from the tree and laid Him in a tomb. But God raised Him from the dead. And for many days He was seen by those who traveled with Him from Galilee to Jerusalem. They are now His witnesses to our people. We tell you good news. What God has promised to our fathers, He has fulfilled for us, His children, by raising up Jesus. As it is written in Psalm chapter 2, "You are my son. Today I have become your father." The fact that God raised Him from the dead, never to decay, the Bible states in these words, "I will give you the holy and sure blessings promised to David." It also says, "He will not let your Holy One see decay." Now, when David had served God's purposes in his own generation, he fell asleep. He was buried with his fathers, and his body did decay. But the one that God raised from the dead did not decay. Therefore, my brothers, I want you to know that through Jesus, the forgiveness of sins is proclaimed to you. Through Him, everyone who believes is justified from everything that he could not be justified by the law of Moses. Let me just break there for a minute. This is a sermon that Paul is preaching to people who understood all of the Old Testament scriptures. And he's reciting for them the prophetic words that said that the Messiah would come, that He would rise from the dead, and that faith in Him would be what forgives us of our sins. The story is, and the story that we'll continue to hear from Scripture this morning, that this Jesus did come and take our sins upon Himself. When we preach Jesus, we preach what we've just read is called good news. Satan lies to us. The world lies to us. And Satan tells us that stuff about Jesus, that church down the road, those people who call themselves Christians, they all feel guilty. They all feel bad. They all hang their heads in shame because of all the things that God says is wrong. That's not the case. Those are lies from Satan. That church down the road, those people who call themselves Jesus, they know that they were sinners. But they also know that they have good news that Jesus has paid for their sins. And that their trust is in Jesus, the one who took away their sin. They're happy, they rejoice, not because they think they're good people, but because they know that they've been forgiven because Jesus paid for them. They rejoice not because they pulled up their bootstraps and they learned how to live righteously and they think they're better than everybody else in the world. They rejoice because they know at whatever level they are able to bring glory to God, that they are living in a forgiven state. Regardless of if they've just started following God or if He's been changing them from glory to glory for many years. Christians rejoice because the good news of Jesus hangs on all that we celebrate at Easter. The resurrection of Jesus from the dead signifies that God accepted the sacrifice and that someone named Jesus has triumphed over death. Our faith is in Him. Now take care that what the prophets have said doesn't happen to you. And this is what the prophet said. Look, you scoffers, wonder and perish, for I'm going to do something in your day that you would never believe, even if someone told you. Don't scoff at Jesus. He has done something wonderful for us. For what I received, I passed on to you as of first importance, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, that He was buried according to the Scriptures. Dudu?
Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures. He was buried. He was raised on the third day according to the Scriptures. And He appeared to Peter and then to the 12. After that, He appeared to more than 500 of the brothers at the same time, most of whom are still living, though some have fallen asleep. For Christ has indeed been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. Since death came through a man, the resurrection of the dead comes also through a man. For as in Adam all die, so in Christ all be made alive.
This is what we believe as Christians. We believe that Jesus died and rose again. And so we believe that God will bring with Jesus all those who have fallen asleep in Him, or all those who have died in Him. According to the Lord's own word, we tell you that we who are still alive, we who are left until the coming of the Lord, will certainly not precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord Himself will come down from heaven with a loud command, with the voice of the archangel, with a trumpet call of God, and the dead in Christ will be raised first. After that, we who are still alive will be caught up together with Him in the clouds and meet the Lord in the air. And so we will be with the Lord forever. Listen, I tell you a mystery. We will not all sleep, but we will all be changed. In a flash, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised, never to die again. And we will be changed. For the perishable must clothe itself with the imperishable, and the mortal must clothe itself with immortality. Then the saying that is written will come true. Death has been swallowed up in victory. Where, O death, is your sting? Where, O grave, is your destruction? The sting of death is sin. The power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God. He gives us victory through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Lift up your heads, O ye gates. Be lifted up, you ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty. The Lord, mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. Lift them up, you ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is He, this King of glory? The Lord Almighty. He is the King of glory.
Let's stand.
Stand to number 335. Number 335.
There is a fountain.
Thank you.
Hallelujah! For our Lord God Almighty reigns.
The kingdom of the world has become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ, and he will reign forever and ever, King of kings and Lord of lords. Hallelujah.
Amen. I know that my Redeemer lives, and that in the end he will stand upon the earth.
Amen.
And after my skin has been destroyed,
woo,
yet in my flesh I will see God.
Amen. If God be for us, who can be against us? Who will bring any charge against those who God has chosen? It is God who justifies. Who is he that condemns? Christ Jesus, who died, more than that, who was raised to life, is at the right hand of God and is also interceding for us. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
you who bring good tidings to Zion, go up high on a mountain. You who bring good tidings to Jerusalem, lift up your voice with a shout. Lift it up and do not be afraid. Say to the towns of Judah, here is your God. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies. He is the resurrection and the life. you, Jesus. He is. He is. He is. Amen. Stay standing. We just want to invite you all to stay for lunch afterwards. Lunch will be served in about 15 or 20 minutes downstairs, which is out the door to your left as you go out. And it is free for all of you who are visiting, so just come and join us. I just asked the worship team, I said, can you please do that one more time for us? That is just too good. We'll turn the words on, and we'll do it one more time in just a minute. And then just feel free to drift on downstairs, have a cup of coffee, and stay for lunch if you can. Now may the Lord of peace himself give you peace at all times and in every way. The Lord be with you all. God bless you.
Amen.
Amen.
I am hope, I am peace, I am joy.